You may live among completely modern furnishings in a 1959 model split-level house in the newest housing development in town. But your vocabulary, nonetheless, contains a touch of ancient Greek design. We'll be exploring this relationship between the creation of an Athenian architect over 2,000 years ago and our present-day speech on this edition of Word Detective, prepared as an educational service of this station in cooperation with the Underwood Corporation, leaders in the field of typewriters and business machines for more than 60 years. 2,300 years ago, among the favorite sightseeing spots of the thriving Greek city of Athens was the bustling local marketplace. One of the favorite sights there? An open colonnade at the north side of the market decorated with colorful panoramic scenes of great moments in Greek history. The paintings were big, impressive, and created by a famous Greek artist named Polygnotus. But the tourists, in truth, weren't nearly as interested in the pictures as in the Athenian citizens who strolled on a covered porch in front of them. Just as Hollywood sightseers flock to a restaurant where they have a chance of seeing Marilyn Monroe in person, so did these visitors hang about the porch on the north side of the Athens marketplace. Since Athens was at its peak quite a few years before the invention of motion pictures, the sightseers came not to ogle at movie stars, but at another sort of celebrity, philosophers. The professional thinking men in these filterless days of ancient Greece did most of their thinking in public places, in stores or temples or public baths or perhaps on street corners. Beginning in about 300 BC, a goodly number of them made their headquarters every day on the open public porch where Polygnotus' illustrious battle paintings were displayed. They talked, they argued, and interested citizens were welcome to listen all they liked. In time, the influence of these thinkers spread far beyond Greece. But no matter where they lived, the followers of this philosophical school referred to themselves as if they had developed their ideas in the shelter of an Athenian marketplace colonnade. To people who seem to follow these philosophical ideas today, we give the same name. I'll type it out for you right now on my Underwood typewriter, the only typewriter with the golden touch. The word is stoic, currently used to describe someone who seems not to be affected by passion or feeling, someone who's indifferent to either pleasure or pain. We get the word stoic from the school of ancient thinkers who established indifference to pleasure and pain as a philosophical goal. The ancient thinkers got their name because they hung out inside a painted porch in the Athens marketplace, such a porch in Greek being a stoa. On tap for next edition of Word Detective is the story of a murder case which greatly shocked the citizens of the 12th century and gave us a word. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment.